Welcome to the Dundee LM podcast. We're thrilled to have you join us today. This podcast is a space where we explore faith, community, and inspiration. Whether you're tuning in during your morning commute or relaxing at home, we hope you find encouragement and insight in our discussions. Today, we're diving into the Lord's Prayer sermon series, so let's get started.
So for those of you who might not have been coming regularly for the last few weeks, we've been going through the Lord's Prayer. What an exciting journey. I was thinking of, we've been reading it together, haven't we? And I was thinking that we would perhaps leave it till a little bit later before we read it. Shall we read it now? Have we got it on the screen, okay? Is it out there? I can't see those words at the back. I'll have to look at this one. Let's read through it together. Will you stand with me? Let's just read the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, thank you, Jesus, that you're here with us. Thank you, Jesus, that you gave everything. And thank you, Jesus, that you're here and you've got a word for each one of us this morning. As I was preparing this morning, I've just got a real sense, and it's interesting that Stephen was praying for healing, because I just want to release healing over this place in the name of Jesus. Because I believe today there are people going to be miraculously healed, and you've come in with something that's not right in your hearts or in your bodies, and you'll be walking out free. And so I release healing to you in the name of Jesus. Receive the healing of God. Receive the healing of God. It's a beautiful thing. It was such a beautiful time sharing in communion, to share the body of Jesus, to share the blood of Jesus. What a beautiful thing that is, that we can sit in his presence and just enjoy sharing and remembering his body. Jesus, who welcomes us into his presence. That Jesus who chose to die. That Jesus who let his blood be shed on the cross so that you and I can be forgiven. And that's the subject of today, forgiveness. And it's such an awesome privilege to know that Jesus shed his blood that we can be forgiven. And when Jesus forgives us, he blots our sins right out. We are robed in robes of righteousness, and our Father God, when we have received that forgiveness that Jesus gave us, we are robed white as snow. We are cleansed, and God forgets the sin of the past. He blots it out completely. And we are forgiven. And that forgiveness for my sin and for your sin for our sins of our past and the sins of our present and the sins of our future. That forgiveness, Jesus chose to forgive us more than 2,000 years ago when he chose the cross. When he chose to say, Father, not my will, but yours be done. He chose to forgive you and I. So that restoration of relationship with our Father God could be real. He chose it. He chose it because he loves you. He chose it because he wants relationship with you and I. He chose it so we could have life. But my friends, we need to choose it too. So the act of forgiveness 2,000 years ago was real and has never changed and will never change. But we have a choice whether we receive that forgiveness. We have a choice. We can walk through life and we can say we believe the scriptures and we can say we believe in God. We can sing the wonderful songs and we can worship. But unless we are choosing to receive what Jesus has for us, we're not receiving the forgiveness that there is for us. And we need to choose forgiveness. We need to choose to receive forgiveness. And actually, Jesus has made what is actually a very difficult thing to do sometimes. Jesus has made it easy. But there are a few steps on the way to making it easy. Because actually, sometimes forgiveness isn't easy, is it? And now I'm talking about us forgiving. Because as we've just read there in Matthew 6, the Lord's Prayer, verse 12, it says, and forgive us our debts as also we have forgiven our debtors. And there's a clue there. Forgive us our sins as also we have forgiven others their sins. We have to forgive others. And two verses later in verse 14, for if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. And in verse 15, but if you do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. We need to understand that for us to receive forgiveness, we need to be forgiving. Selwyn Hughes would put it that there is a spiritual law. Now, we're not talking about legalism here. We're not talking about a law of the land and a rule. We are talking like, if you like, the law of gravity. If I drop my glasses, they will land on the floor. It's the law of gravity, they drop. That's not legalism, it's what happens. It's physics. But a spiritual law is that if I don't forgive others their sins towards me, I cannot receive Christ's forgiveness. He has forgiven me. He died on the cross. That doesn't change. But I can't receive his forgiveness unless I forgive others. I can't do it. It doesn't work. So this forgiving business is so important. And it's important enough for Paul to talk about it as well. And we read, if I can find it in my notes. We read in Ephesians 4:32, be kind to one another and tender-hearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you. And in Colossians 3:12-13, put on then as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness and patience, bearing with one another. And if one has had a complaint against another, forgiving each other, As the Lord has forgiven you, so you must forgive. You see, forgiveness is crucial. But sometimes forgiveness is difficult, isn't it? There are some things that people do to us or say to us. Or maybe they've said things behind our backs they say about us. Sometimes it's easy to forgive. Sometimes we love someone enough that it's easy to forgive them. So if my daughter, I'm on the phone to her and she says, Dad, I'll call you back in 2 minutes. And then 2 hours later, I've not heard. I love my daughter. It's not been a big deal. I'm just delighted when I do hear from her. It's easy for me to forgive her. It's easy. By the way, she doesn't do that very often. I think there was one occasion. But you know, even then she came back on the phone and she said, Dad, I'm sorry. It was easy to forgive her. But there are other times it's much less easy to forgive. And some of us have been hurt very deeply. Some of us have had physical abuse. Some of us, maybe even sexual abuse. Some of us, verbal abuse. Some of us have been let down badly. Some of us have been hurt by people in authority, by people who should have been affirming us. It might be your parents. Might be teachers. Might even be church leaders. And sometimes the natural, in our natural humanity, we want to harbour grievance. That hurt goes deep and it affects us. But we have a choice. We have a choice. And for some of you here today, you've been harbouring unforgiveness, not just for a few days or a few hours, not just for a few weeks or a few months, but for years. And some of you might not even be aware of it because it's so long in the past. But unforgiveness is toxic. That's a quote from Simon Holly. Unforgiveness is toxic. Toxic to the spirit. Harbouring offence is what his words were. Harbouring offence is toxic to the spirit. So we have a choice. Well, I've heard people say to me, both people in church and I've heard people outside of church say, I can't forgive. I will never forgive. That's too much to forgive. And I want you to know that that is understandable. There are some situations, there are some things that have happened to some people that are very difficult to forgive. They're huge. They affect our lives. There are some people, I don't know if there's anyone here, but there are some people who have had loved ones taken from them by someone else's neglect or carelessness. Or just perhaps avenge, who knows. How do you forgive when you've had a loved one taken from you? It's a tough call. But it's something that we need to do. And we need to bring ourselves to that place of forgiveness. If we cannot do that, my friends, the Bible's very clear. We cannot receive forgiveness. And if we cannot receive forgiveness, if we cannot be cleansed and washed clean of our sin, if we cannot be dressed in robes of righteousness, then where is our salvation? Jesus didn't die for us to ignore and reject what he's done. He died that we could be free, and free indeed. And so we need to come to that place of forgiveness. But recognizing it's a tough call, how do we take ourselves there? How do we get to that place? And that's what I love about the Lord's Prayer. You know, for many years, when I came to Jesus to pray, I would go through all the things I thought I'd done wrong, and I would confess my sins. I would beat myself up, and then I would try worshipping and thanking Jesus. But I just love the way when Jesus teaches us to pray. This forgiveness thing comes actually quite a long way down the list. Not because it's not important, but because what Jesus has done is welcome us into his presence. Yeah? Jesus is saying, come. And we don't need to deal with our issues in our lives before we come to Jesus. We can come to Jesus because he has made way for us to come to him. And Jesus is sitting on the throne at the right hand of Father God. So when we come to Jesus, we're coming to Father God too. We're coming into his presence. And you've seen the first words of the prayer is holy. Holy is your name, Lord. We come into God's presence and we're in awe of him and we're acknowledging his greatness and we're putting our focus not on us and our inadequacies or our sin or the things that we've done that's let us down or let others down. Or we're not even looking at what other people have done to us and our brokenness and our hurt, but we're looking at a glorious creator God who is omnipresent, who is here, who never leaves us, who loves us so dearly, who created us for relationship with him and with each other. We come into God's presence. And as we come into God's presence and acknowledge who he is, one of the next lines of the Lord's Prayer. Your kingdom come, your will be done. So we've acknowledged God and we've begun to worship him. And then we're saying, God, we want it to be on earth as it is in heaven. We are still fixing ourselves and our eyes on Jesus. And we are saying, we love what you've got in heaven. We love the way it is there. And I'm pointing up, but actually, he's here with us. Yeah? He's here with us here in this room. He's with each one of us. The heavens are here. We can be in the heavenly places now. That's clear from Ephesians and Colossians. Yeah? God raised Jesus up into the heavenly realms. And then in Ephesians 2, we have also been raised up into the heavenly realms. As Christians, we're in the heavenly realms too, so we're here with Christ Jesus. And we're invited into his presence to fix our eyes on him. And my friends, it's in that place of focusing on Jesus and looking into his eyes and maybe letting our tears fall onto his feet. Maybe it's letting him hold us. Whatever it is for you, as you picture yourself before Jesus, before the throne of God, let him melt your hearts. Let him melt your hearts. But we have a choice, don't we, even there? Because sometimes we get into that place. We're in his presence. And then we suddenly become aware of ourselves. And sometimes the Holy Spirit's convicting us and calling us to let go. To let go of whatever it is. And sometimes that whatever it is unforgiveness that we've harbored. It's a begrudge. It's resentment. It's bitterness. And we have a choice. We have a choice whether we let the Holy Spirit melt us. We keep our hearts soft. And we let him melt us. And we give it all to him. But we have another choice. It's not one I recommend, but we can. We can harden our hearts. And all too often, we will harden our hearts. Because it feels at times all too much. It feels far too vulnerable to let go of the things that bind us, the things that have hurt us. Because particularly when it comes to unforgiveness, when we forgive, there's a vulnerability. But we need to. When we forgive, there's a vulnerability. But if we choose in that moment before God to hold on to our unforgiveness. In the words of Danny Silk, we are making our unforgiveness an idol. We are giving the unforgiveness a higher place in our hearts than we're giving to Jesus. And when we give anything a higher place in our hearts than Jesus, that's becoming an idol. We need not to be having idols. We need to be letting idols go, giving them to Jesus, letting them go. What is forgiveness? I just want to touch on this. I think it's quite important to understand that when we forgive, we are not saying what was done to us is okay or was okay. It's important to acknowledge that some people sometimes do things that are wrong. And those wrong things will cause hurt. And that hurt is real. And we need to acknowledge that. And to pretend that's not happened, to brush it away and suggest, oh, I'm okay, it's fine. Actually, it's not fine. The wrongdoing is real. And we all do it. And I'm afraid there's things I've done that are wrong to others as well. And please forgive me if I have done anything wrong to you. But we need to acknowledge the wrong. And we need to acknowledge the hurt is real. But we need to also give that hurt to Jesus. And when we forgive, we're not saying it's okay, what you've done is okay. What we're saying is, I forgive you. And we're releasing the perpetrator of that sin to Jesus to deal with. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. It's not yours, it's not mine, it's Jesus. We release people to Jesus. We release them to Jesus. And sometimes I've heard in church circles talking about forgetting. And we know that God blots out our sin completely and forgets. We have memories. God created us with memories. And the reality is, there are things that come along in life that however much we have forgiven, we will be reminded of the hurt and the wrong towards us. And that is not a wrong thing in itself, that reminder. But in that moment, we need to remember, we need to forgive again, quite likely. There are some things that I've had to go on forgiving. It doesn't mean in the first instance I didn't forgive. But when I'm reminded by a circumstance or something I see or something someone else says, that thing comes back to me. That hurt comes back. It's time to forgive again. It's time to forgive again. Trying to think of the guy's name here. John Eldridge says, forgiveness is a choice. We often have to make the decision to forgive long before we feel forgiving. I realise this can be difficult, but the freedom you will find will be worth it. Forgiveness is not saying it didn't hurt me. Forgiveness is not saying it didn't matter. Forgiveness is the act by which we pardon the person. We release them from bitterness and judgment. We give them to God to deal with. Yeah. And of course, on the other side of that coin is, when we choose not to forgive, we are not doing any harm to the person we're not forgiving. When we choose not to forgive, we are not doing any harm to the person we're not forgiving. We might feel hatred and resentment and bitterness in our own hearts, but it doesn't hurt the person we're not forgiving. But my friends, it hurts you. When you do not forgive, it's not only toxic to your spirit, but it's toxic to your spirit, and you build up hatred and resentment and bitterness in your own heart. It's toxic to your body. And there are people around who have got sickness that they could be released from if only they would forgive. And my prayer today, as you sit and listen to me, is actually that you're not just listening to me, you're sitting listening to the Holy Spirit and the conviction of the Spirit. And what's the Spirit speaking to you? What's Holy Spirit revealing to you and reminding you of? And my prayer is that you leave this place freer than when you came in. And I believe that as you release to Jesus things that are on your heart that have been hurting and damaging for you, that you will find not only freedom, but healing. And in a little while, we're going to do a time of ministry. And while you're very welcome come to the front for ministry, I'm not going to invite you to the front. So you're welcome, but I'm not inviting. I'm going to encourage you where you are to do business with Jesus. And I will lead you through. But this is really important, that we search our hearts. It's really important we let Holy Spirit to search our hearts. And that we respond to the Holy Spirit. That we respond to what Jesus is calling us to do. Jesus. Yeah. Perfect. Can we put the Lord's Prayer back on the screen, please? What I'm going to suggest is that we go through the Lord's Prayer again, but we're going to go through slowly. And we're going to spend some time acknowledging who God is. We're going to spend some time focusing on Jesus. And then we can come to a place before him of forgiveness. Does that sound good? I'm going to suggest you all stand, but I also want to give you the freedom to sit down when you're ready to sit down. And as we stand and we look at the words, or we shut our eyes and just ready to pray, I want you just to picture Jesus. Not high in the sky and the clouds, but Jesus here with us. And I want you to picture Jesus with his hands held out to you, with a welcoming smile, because he is pleased to see you coming into his throne room. And I want you to see Father God sitting next to Jesus on his throne. And he's a loving Father. There's nothing but love flowing from Father God towards you. And let's just speak, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. We won't go beyond that now. But our Father in heaven, holy is your name. And then just keep speaking these words. In your hearts, you can speak out loud, whatever you're comfortable with. Holy, holy God, focusing on Jesus. We fix our eyes on you, Jesus, for you are holy. We fix our eyes on you, Jesus, for you are beautiful. We fix our eyes on you, Jesus, our Saviour. We fix our eyes on you, Jesus, the one who came. Holy, 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 Creator God, Almighty God, God of love. And just allow, as you stand or sit in that place before God, allow him to minister to your hearts. Let's not be distracted. Let's enjoy Jesus' presence, for he is here. Let him speak to you. Let him reveal to you things in your heart that you didn't know were there. Focus in him. Look into his eyes. See those eyes of love. See those eyes that delight in seeing you, his child, come to him. See those eyes that have been calling you from the beginning, saying, I love you, my child. I delight in you. I want relationship with you. I want intimacy with you. Jesus. And as we're in his presence, the next line of the Lord's Prayer is, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Again, we're looking to Jesus. But there might be things on this earth that are on your minds and your hearts that you can give to him, that you can bring to him, that you can speak life into. As we sit before God, as we sit in his throne room, or we stand in his throne room, there are things we're bringing to him now and calling him to change circumstances, to bring them in line, the things on earth in line with the things in heaven. Thank you, Jesus. Keep looking into his eyes. Keep looking at him. On the next line is, give us today our daily bread. And some of us come with needs. And it's okay to bring them to Jesus. So bring whatever it is you come with your need, bring it to Jesus. Bring it to Jesus. You're still in his throne room. You can still gaze upon the face of Jesus. You can look into his eyes. You can let him embrace you. You can weep. You can fall at his knees. But bring to Jesus. Bring to Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And then we have, and forgive us our sins, as we have also forgiven our those who sin against us. And at this moment, before God, just bring to him. You can bring to him your own sin for forgiveness. But I want you to release to Jesus those who have sinned against you. Release to Jesus. You're releasing to him. And you're choosing to forgive. And you make a choice in that place before our loving heavenly Jesus. We choose to forgive. And as you forgive, so too your sins are forgiven. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus, that as I release to you the people who have sinned against me, and I bring you the hurt and the disappointment to you, Lord Jesus, you receive that and you come in to heal that hurt. But more than that, you forgive my sin. And Jesus, I thank you. I thank you that for me to forgive someone else, I don't need to die on a cross. I don't need to go through the turmoil that you had to go through when you took on the sins of the world. And you, through no fault of your own, took on those false accusations. So your Father could no longer look on you because you carried the sins of the world. Yet, Jesus, all I need to do is come to you and you receive me. Jesus, you receive me as I am. Jesus, you soften my heart. Jesus, you restore me. Jesus, you lift off the burden as I release it to you. You release off that burden of unforgiveness. You release off me that burden of resentment and bitterness. You release the burden of hatred as I receive your love. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And I release to each one of you healing in Jesus' name. Healing for your hearts. Healing for your bodies. Healing even for your minds in Jesus' name. Just stay there before the throne of God. Gaze at Jesus' face. And if there's anyone here today who has never given their lives to Jesus, I want you to identify yourself now, because there is an opportunity to give your life to Jesus. There is an opportunity today to receive his forgiveness and to receive salvation. Receive eternal life. So if you haven't yet given your life to Jesus, now is the time. Don't wait any longer. Now is the time. Jesus died for you and me. There is no exception. Jesus died for every single one of us. He died that we might be free. Let us choose freedom. Let us choose freedom.
Thank you for listening to the Dundee Elim podcast. We hope you enjoyed today's conversation and found it uplifting. If you liked what you heard, please subscribe and share this episode with others. Remember, you can join us in person for services every Sunday from 10:30 to 12:30 and connect with our community on social media or our website. Until next time, stay blessed and keep shining your light.